tired, bro. I'm exhausted.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
The snap, the kick, it's been blocked again! Oh my! It's been blocked again! He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be gone! It's a touchdown! And the Gators have won the game! Tyreek Cleveland! Oh my! I can't believe what I just saw!
Dropping back the throw, pops and fires the ball over the middle.
Have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your boy Corey.
It's Dan.
Twitter.
Dan Delatorre.
And your boy J Scott 25. What it do, y'all boys?
What up, 25?
Yes, sir.
Same corner, same time. I apologize for the intro. I was trying to get my retweet in on Twitter. Welcome, fellas. How y'all feeling? How was your weekend? What was the vibes like? Et cetera, et cetera.
It was a good weekend. Went to a concert this Saturday night. Went and saw 21 Pilots. Not normally my type of music. Sarah wanted to go. Hell of a show. Second time I've seen them. I got to watch the first half of the Gator game live. And then took out the boat yesterday, watched some football. My two favorite NFL or my two favorite football teams have three combined wins out of what, 12 chances? So 11 chances.
Yeah, man. Take the boat out as much as you can, my brother.
Oh.
My football, my NFL team is, you know, shout out to my Zags. They all right, man. Jordan, how was your weekend, bro? Yeah. It slaps different now, Dan.
Most exciting thing to happen since the city was founded.
Chill. But I had a pretty chill weekend, man. I wasn't up to too much, just watching some ball and hanging with the fam, you know, typical dad stuff. But definitely wish I could have got a dub in through the weekend with my Gators, but you know how I go.
Yeah. I know how I go. What did I get into? Just work, bro. I'm exhausted, man. I had to put on my glasses just because I look tired and I don't like looking. You know, exhausted. It's not a good look for me, man. So just work. Pop Warner football, same old. Not a whole lot of new things going on, and just pain and suffering on Saturdays, man.
Nick? Had a good time in College Station. Got to see my buddy Ryan Broninger. Congratulations to him and his wife. I think they're at the little past the halfway point. First baby boy coming soon. He's a baseball coach, so I know that boy will be swinging the bat left-handed and throwing left-handed. Tried to give Corey that advice. It was borderline child abuse. Strap that right arm down, let him throw lefty. But Harlem's over there diving in ankles, getting interceptions anyway.
Corey, you skipped that entire part about how your son is an absolute menace on the football field and on the Instagram caption.
Yeah, man, he's having a already got his all-star game invite, so he's excited about that, man. But he's having a good season. You know, he's been working hard. I'm happy to see it pay off. You know, he's been lifting weights, doing his thing, training consistently in the off season, so it's paying off for him. So
good season. Apple did not fall far from the tree when it comes to
trash talk.
When it comes to the trash talk and the captions.
He almost incited a riot at the game, bro, with the other team. Like, it was crazy. Coach had to tell him to chill out, bro. He had a pass breakup. They threw the ball at him because he's a smaller kid, so they like to test him. So they threw the ball. They won by one. Like, it was a one possession game with like a minute left. So they kept testing him. Threw three fades in a row on his side. He pass broke up all of them, and then he talking straight greasy. The other coach.
Where'd you get that from? Started,
I don't know, man. His mom.
Maybe his mom.
Nature versus nurture. Yeah.
Nature. I don't know where you get. I was trying to tell him to relax for real, because I'm trying to, you know, be better than me, son. be better than that, man. So I was trying to tell him to chill out, and I didn't want him to cost his team 15 yards, you know, being selfish and talking trash. So, but now I had a good weekend, man. Solid.
Yeah, so good time in Texas A&M. It's an awesome stadium. If you haven't been, they are really a really, really nice fan base.
They're kind of weird, though, Nick. I mean,
No. They're very nice to you. As long as you're not running your mouth, they're very nice to you, very hospitable. You say howdy a lot. Howdy. Yeah. Nobody puts the cold in agriculture like Texas A&M. Mm. It is an undeniable cult. I think they used to get mad when you called them a cult, and now they kind of just lean into it.
Like Scientology?
Yeah. But like Corey, all of the trolls that we filmed with our players and that I've spent time editing, they've all gone to the trash can. Haven't been able to. Had a great
troll. I think y'all should scrap that part of the business for the season. Like,
I'm not making one this week.
Don't film any more trolls the rest of this season.
Not going to waste my time editing one this week.
But remember,
I had to scrap all my trolls for the entire season. You know how much memes and videos I had ready for the ops, and I haven't been able to get into any of my work, man.
I think this is a good reminder, and I think a famous philosopher named William Hall Napier said it today. There is no winning without losing. So sometimes we have to be on that side of things.
He said that
today? There's no winning. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. Right after he said we're close. Close. Almost there. Mm-mm. It's right on the other side of the world.
Jordan, you had hope last week, my boy. How you feeling today, man?
You guys skipped game day eve.
Yeah.
Jordan deserves his flowers because the week before he was the only one to say that the Gators would outright win. And this past week, he was the only one that said the Gators would outright win. So I got to give him props. He's a man that loves the orange and blue, no matter what.
Oh, man, I'm hanging on by a string. Me coming back to Gainesville this upcoming week is definitely going to bring me back and bring some more faith because Lord knows I need it right now. We're going to be good, man. We got to just stick through it. Mm.
You got to join us on the list, yo. Like, that's the next step, bro. Acceptance, man. Acceptance is the first step to like recovery and just change, brother.
I can't, bro. I just can't. Especially once I go back there this weekend, and I'm just gonna fall in love all over again. So, I'm just telling myself the truth right now. I don't even care if we lose in that thing. I'm gonna still be happy. I ain't gonna be happy, but
it's a win-win, Jordan.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely a win-win.
It's a win-win. Let's get into the.
You have to lose to win, though. But that's a win-win.
I don't know. All right. Corey, let's get an ad read, and then we'll get on with the show.
One time for the great folks at Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, the best of the best in insurance. You cannot find better prices, better customer service in the entire state of Florida. My man Greg take care of everybody in the Southeast, but most importantly, from the Panhandle to the Keys, if you have a car, a home, motorcycle, trailer, ATV, anything with wheels, and even your life that you're putting on that ATV, you might want to insure your life as well. Greg can get you a free quote. I promise you he can save you money. Give him a call at 954-589-2204 or visit him at bruntinsurance.com. It don't cost a dime to see if you can save some bread.
Greg, what it do, baby?
Yo. Man, added a jingle to it, didn't he?
All right. I want to thank you, Keith Carlo, for becoming a member. You can become a member on this page by just clicking the membership button and joining. We appreciate you. Eagle 1 Gator 11 from Plant City is here. Appreciate you. All right. Guys. Gators lose another game that wasn't necessarily as close as the final score. 34-17. Texas A&M is now 6-0. Florida is now 2-4. A&M scored a touchdown on their first three drives. The Gators scored a touchdown on their first drive and their third drive. I believe a couple fumbles. Overall, just not a great game for the Gators. Scored 14 points in the first quarter, scored three the rest of the game. The Gators have now gone since the USF game, since they've scored points in the fourth quarter. So against Power Four teams, the Gators have scored exactly 0 points in the fourth quarter. It is that time for the Gators. We're close. We're close. Nick, you were there. Talk to us a little bit about your thoughts.
Yeah, I've said it before. It's the operation has not traveled well. I think the stat that people have been throwing around is they're 0-14 against ranked teams on the road. They haven't beaten a team. They haven't gone on the road and beaten a team that has a winning record in 4 years. So, I mean, that's – they haven't won enough games.
We're close. Sorry, Nick.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's – like I understand why Billy would say that or think that.
Elaborate.
Elaborate.
Please.
Because if you go – if you spend the time to break down each individual game, there's probably like 1, 2, 3 decisions in a game that change the outcome. But like you have to understand and know who your audience is. And when you keep having to say, hey, we were close, hey, we were close, hey, we were close, it's year four. We started the season talking about playoffs. Like your audience doesn't want to hear you're close. There's nothing he could say. There's nothing Billy could say that's going to make anyone happy. Feels kind of like we're in purgatory. There's nothing he can say. I get it. I'm sitting there live listening to it. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, that's no one's going to like to hear that, but I don't know what he could possibly say that people would be like, oh, I feel better about the current situation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that there's any coming back. Jordan, what are your thoughts?
I think he's definitely dug himself in a big hole, man. I mean, it's tough. Like I mentioned a couple episodes ago, is having this job is not the, it's not for the weak, man. You need to always be on point, and I feel like he just hasn't done that. I mean, every game this season, I think we can pinpoint maybe 1 or 2, maybe 3 things that he could have done differently to change the outcome of the game as a head coach. And when you can do that week after week, I mean, you kind of make it hard as a fan base, as alumni, as anybody to kind of look at them and kind of side with them. You know what I'm saying? Not to say he can't change it. Maybe, like Nick said, this probably isn't the job for him. I think he needs to kind of learn somewhere else to kind of be a head coach and kind of get some more knowledge in the game. And when a lot of people like this part of Billy and like him, his gambling mentality and how he kind of gambled and stuff like that. But the gambling don't look so good when you don't get it and you're in a tough position. Like even this game, I think it was like 12 minutes left in the game when we go for it on fourth down. Like if we get it, it's nice. Everybody loves it. But when we don't get it, it kind of makes you look at him like, should you have made that decision? Like you don't trust your defense that's been playing great all year. You'd rather go with your offense that has been struggling all year. Y'all probably converted 1 third down all game, maybe 2.
One all game.
Right. Like that's the kind of decision making. Like I get the gambling, but at certain points you gotta kind of put logic into it and kind of take the risk factor and gambling out of it. It's like you gotta kind of try to play smart to put your guys that are talented in a better position. Like I think what is really holding a lot of my hope towards this team is the talent we have on this roster. It's crazy. Like we're literally competing with teams and doing bare minimum stuff. Like it makes no sense. So I think it's just tough to watch, man. Watching all this talent go to waste, watching this entire year go to waste with a lights out defense, a potential Heisman quarterback, don't walk a running back. Like you got receivers that can literally go on any team across the country and start right now, more than one. Yeah, so you really just lost, man. It's kind of tough.
Man, you took so many of my points away, Jordan. Well said, my brother. Well said. You should speak at eulogies for a living. Yeah, that's the first thing was just like talent. You know, every game we play, the team exudes talent, bro, at every single spot. Safety is ugly. I have like a lot of question marks, and we'll speak into like defensive and offensive and kind of break it down, I think. But just the safety position, personnel, ugly. You know, you got two veteran guys that were struggling big time. I would like to just see a younger body get out there and make some plays, but third and six, third and eight, just more of the same stuff, man. Running the ball on third and six and third and eight, playing for fourth down, hoping you could get like a fourth and one. It's a losing mentality. It felt like we was just playing to keep it close and maybe have a shot in the fourth quarter, like with some FCS team. Like, we're not the University of Florida with three natties and three statues out front, right? It's just watching Texas A&M, a staff that turned that over pretty quick. You know, they got busy, got to wins. They're undefeated right now, likely headed to the playoff if they stay on the same trajectory they're on. And where we're at is just night and day. And it just shows competent coaching with talent and incompetent coaching with talent. That's the difference in what we saw Saturday. On the receivers is absolutely nuts, man. We got two of the best receivers in the country, and they are freshmen. You know, the other guys are good too, but them two freshmen are just special. Jaden Barr, it was hard to get the running game going. You know, the offensive line, Austin Barber got beat. Oof. Like a stripper that lost her money and didn't give it to the pimp. He got beat pretty bad. Like, all day. He just never came back with the money. So he lost some money this year, in my opinion. I don't know if playing left tackle was the recipe for him to be able to get in a good draft spot. But my overall take is that, bro, like a waste of talent. This season is just a complete waste of talent. And we need to get to the next spot, but waste of talent.
Yeah, if you want to compare the two, Mike Elko and Billy Napier got hired at the same year. Mike Elko has also left a job and is at a new job right now. Mike Elko was hired at Duke the same year Billy Napier was, and now he's got an undefeated Texas A&M team that is overachieving and lost their starting running back part of the way through the first quarter, maybe early second, I think 46 yards into the game. And so that's where Florida finds itself. We are not going to, on this show, I don't anticipate a long show today. And I'll tell you why. It's because we all saw the game. We all know what happened. Mm-hmm. We all know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. We're not going to rehash over and over and over again. What must be done eventually should be done immediately.
Yeah, they should have ran that. In last November, that quote should have been, you know, very loud. I do like that Lagway's playing better because it alleviates an excuse, you know, and, you know, oh, Lag has been playing bad. That was the excuse the first couple of games was, you know, kind of hanging on him not performing to the level that he was expected. And he's kind of been, you know, ramping it up a little bit and playing better and making some nice throws. He's not playing perfect, but he's playing better, and he's kind of eliminated that excuse, so.
Yeah, 245 yards, two touchdowns for DJ Lagway. You know, it was 24-17 in the fourth quarter. That's when you had the third and eight issue and then going for it on midfield in completion. Texas A&M that goes on an eight-minute drive and then immediate strip sack, fumble, field goal is how the game ended in the fourth quarter. Just an unfortunate fourth quarter. Again, the Gators were close. But unfortunately, they seem to be close on the wrong side of the scoreboard a lot more often than not. Let's get in to the game. DJ Lagway, 21 of 36, 243 yards, two touchdowns, did have a fumble. Guys, your thoughts on DJ Lagway's performance? Corey, I know you kind of hit on it, Nick.
I'm pulling up the stats. I thought I had the page up. He started the game hot. Like a beautiful drive to start. I think he connected on his first seven. Pulling it up now so I can get his quarterback progression. Connected on his first six. He was 6 of 6 to start. Then 8 of 9, 9 of 11, 10 of 12, 11 of 14, 13 of 17 before, you know, a kind of a drop off. He made some like Sunday throws. I had a scout text me after the first quarter. I mean, like, DJ Lagway just made a handful of throws that you'll only see on Sunday. Like, it wasn't bad coverage, just putting the ball into a great spot. And then I don't know that we could expect him to continue elevating the offense and keep that level of production. Like, he's still a 20-year-old kid. And for me to get a text message from somebody who professionally scouts for the NFL to be like, hey, this kid is making throws that we would like our quarterback to make. I don't know that you can expect that to go the whole game, especially when he's under duress and under pressure. Austin Barber struggled. I don't know, Jordan, how hard is it to be like, hey, we haven't worked on this all week. Can we flip the tight end to the other side? Can we have the running back change it? Like, how easy is it to change that mid-game? Like, hey, we haven't worked on this, but we need to help the left tackle. Let's flip some stuff. Because, like, I'm watching Austin Barber, and he's getting frustrated after plays, screaming at, like, the offensive line coach, or screaming at the sideline to be like,
which one?
Like, help. Help me.
He needed help, and he was asking, and they did not give him any help.
Yeah. And the kid that was beating him, man, is playing his way into the first round, not just off of this Saturday, but was leading the nation in sacks coming into the game. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not over here, like, at this point, we got to roll with what we got, okay? So I'm not over here mad at you that you can't handle him. I'm more concerned with, as a whole, like, am I the only person watching this game and seeing that this kid needs help? We're continuing to leaving him by himself. I think it took to like the fourth quarter for them to start sliding the line his way. So you can bring, you know, it looked like a kind of a full slide kind of day. You're probably four-man slide or something like that. I'm like, why did we take so long to get to this? And we still, I didn't see much chipping from the running back. I kept seeing the running back release through the line of scrimmage, kind of in the B gap, kind of by like the guard area. I don't know if that what they were told to do, but if I'm seeing my tackle get beat to sleep every time it's making us punt, I mean, I would tell my running back to release outside. Just give him a little chip. Slow him down. Yeah. Maybe even change up something.
I said leading the nation. Cash was leading the SEC. But
is he leading the nation now?
No. Half a sack off.
Come on. That was funny, Nick. You could smile. I know.
He had three sacks. No,
they don't play. If he smiles, he gets in trouble too, Dan.
No.
He had three sacks against Utah State, none against Notre Dame, but he's had two games with three sacks.
Who's Notre Dame's offensive line coach? I need to become familiar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a laugh out of Nick, huh? How about that?
I mean, like, the offensive line struggled. You weren't really getting a push in the running game either. Like, Jaden Baugh struggled. Shout out to Jaden Baugh. It was his 20th birthday Saturday.
I don't think Jaden Baugh struggled. That offensive line struggled.
You have a game where, what was his line? I mean,
he had 18 carries for 65 yards. Caden Daniels, 3 carries, 28 yards.
Yeah.
That's a game where I feel like you kind of had to mix it up. Now, I ain't saying that I don't like Jaden Baugh all game, but I was more of looking at it as our offensive line ain't getting no push to begin with. So am I just hoping and wishing for Ball to kind of break 2-3 tackles and he tied already getting them tough runs? Let me get some new speed in there. Hopefully somebody can get the defense when they're a little tired with some fresh legs and kind of find a crease. But games when he's rolling, I would definitely love to leave him in. But just looking at that game, I feel like we like Ball because we know he can hit that home run. But at the rate that you feel like you're not getting that home run, I think it's kind of time to kind of just sprinkle some.
A lot of up the middle this game.
Yeah. Oh,
7 of your 18 rushes went between the tackles.
Yeah, what you were saying, Jordan, I like it. But when you got a guy like Cash is just going crazy, you got to run the ball at him. You can't just continue to drop back and pass. You're putting your quarterback in harm's way. And then it's just, abuse to a guy like Barber. You got to look out for that guy. So I would like to like throw more when we in that type of situation, but that defense was absolute crazy and getting out to the quarterback. Lagway didn't have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of things in that second half, man, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, run blocking grades on PFF were terrible. Pass blocking grades. This is the third time the Gators have had an offensive lineman, three different offensive linemen so far this season, grade out a 0.0 on pass blocking this season. So three out of your five.
What frustrates me, because the first drive, the scripted drive, they really blow their wide on that one, bro. Like, they go crazy. So I saw some RPO stuff. I was like, okay, where did that come from? Okay, we're getting busy. And then it disappeared. It vanished. I don't know what happened to it. But I thought that first drive, even both drives we scored on, they got into some RPO stuff. But it just disappeared. I mean, I left everybody speechless. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is an audio medium, right? It's the same old, same old. It's been the same for 3.5 years now, and it's not getting any better. I don't know if there's ever been an improvement this season or this 4 years. So, you know, we're not going to relish on it too much. Again, we kind of know it's inevitable, right? There's just really not much that this team does well on the offensive line. Individually, though, Vernell Brown, 75 yards, did have the fumble. J. Michael Sturdivant had his, I guess, best game, 53 yards on two catches. Eugene Wilson, 45 yards. Hayden Hansen, 24 yards. Dallas Wilson, 20. Amir Jackson gets, I believe, his first catch of his career, which is a touchdown on the first drive of the game. Dallas Wilson, another fantastic touchdown for him, only 20 yards, though. TJ Abrams, 15. Jaden Ball, 10. So.
Very nice.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. Any thoughts on the offense?
Yeah, the third down stuff.
Yeah, 1 for 10.
Yeah, well, you weren't doing anything on first and second.
Like, no, I'm right. Just
yeah. You averaged just said third yeah, down. Yeah. So just saying what. Yeah, that. You averaged 9.1 yards to gain on third
that's
down over
nuts,
the game,
man.
So you come off a game where you averaged just over 6, and I think a lot of that was late in the game before the last couple drives against Tennessee or Texas. You were averaging like 4.5 yards to gain on third down, so. Texas A&M was the number one third down defense coming into the in the nation and the SEC coming into the week, and just did better. You have to be better on first and second down. I like the third and I just see a lot of people bashing Billy for like third and 18. There's not a lot in the playbook to call on third and 18. Like
no.
And that's not a lot in the playbook. We could just stop there.
I'm not as outraged at like throwing a screen or running a draw on third and 18. Like you're just waving the white flag. You're like, hey, let's not get sacked and let's punt. That's what you're doing. Like you've given right. If you're throwing behind the line of scrimmage, you're just saying like, hey, maybe we slip a tackle and break a big play. But it's an easy throw. We're not going to get hit. We're not going to turn the ball over, and we live to punt. You have to do better on first and second down. Averaging 9.1 yards to gain, you're going to have a bad day on third down if you're that bad on first and second.
What do you guys think about that fourth down call? You know, you're I think halfway through the fourth quarter down a possession.
Is that right after the interception?
Yeah.
Right after the Castell interception in the end zone. I think you're at the midfield, 4th and 6 or something like that. And you give the ball back up. And the game was just kind of over at that point. What's you guys?
Well, they're only down. They're only down 7 at that point.
Right.
Yeah. I guess to Corey's point is like, if you don't get it, the game's kind of over. You're almost in field goal range. Then it's a 2-possession game. I think the thought is like, hey, if we can get this, we just got momentum because of a pick. If we can get this fourth down, we get a little more momentum. Maybe we go down, we score. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think they asked Billy. I wasn't at the press conference.
He said something about analytics.
Yeah.
And Neil Blackman said that that's just not the case analytically, mathematically.
Yeah, he was a wholesome guy. I believe him.
Yeah. So
whenever on third down, I don't understand what analytics is telling you to go for it after what you just put on tape for three other quarters.
Yeah, Neil Blackman pulled it, and the analytics, Billy Napier said the analytics said go for it. The analytics say only about 30.6% chance of success there.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me you don't know math. You can't say the analytics say it and then the analytics don't say it, but maybe they have different analytics. Maybe that's been the problem the whole time.
Have we been checking when he says that, though?
Excel formula's off. That's what it must be, boys.
When he says the analytics says to do things, who's been fact checking him on that? I think we let some accountability just seep through the cracks a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, we're beating the dead horse on this offense.
What sucks is because I thought the defense was – they weren't playing the greatest, but you had the 50. You could pin them deep and get the ball back with plenty of time if you play defense. So that's why it's such – go ahead, Jordan. I'll let you get in your bag. I was just
saying, like, by doing that and pinning them back, like, you put a different amount – you put more pressure on them than I think our offense was on that fourth down.
Fourth down, facts.
Any pressure with us going for it. They were actually probably relieved considering how they've been shutting us down on third down. Like, if you want to give the game up here, fine. I feel like our defense probably would have got another turnover. I'm not saying they would have, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the possibility, I think, was a little bit greater with just going with the old school football thought.
Yeah.
And the defense was playing better at that point, right? They'd only let up 10 points in the last
I think the defense just quarters. Started slow.
Yeah, they start. I mean, they let up 65 yards on the first play. They score a touchdown. You know, they punt the ball. Texas A&M scores. It's 14. You know, 2.5 quarters go by, and they've only let up 10 more points, which we knew Texas A&M was going to put up some points. So I think the defense was playing fine, and I think that that's enough to say we're only down 7. Let's let our defense try to get a stop, which they had done. Texas A&M goes on an 8-minute drive, though, and that bleeds the entire game down. And at that point, you're just playing hero ball, and then obviously you have the strip sack, and then they get the field goal.
Yeah, also the going for it there. I'm looking at, like, the play sheet. First play after the interception, 27 yards to Sturdivant, and then a rush, gain of 4, incomplete pass, rush for no gain on 3rd and 6. Like, you're about to turn the – if you punt, you're turn the ball back over. Your defense has got like a minute 45 break.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a bad offense. It was just a bad offensive drive. Like, yeah, following a turnover. It's just a bad offensive drive.
What else?
Even if you punt the ball there and you do pin them, you're sending a defense that's gotten that's hoping for that damn 8.5-minute TV timeout that they love throwing into games to catch their breath. If not, it's just. The offense is what the offense is.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the defensive side of the ball. I mean, I think it is what it is. You know, I guess my biggest frustration is there doesn't seem to be a lot of accountability. It seems a lot about execution, and we have to do better. And this, you know, I've not seen any changes about what they're doing better. Right. It's constantly, well, we're close and we've got to do this better. And we've just got to execute better. Execution is what happens in practice, right? You play like you practice, and obviously something is not working. And so at some point you'd think you have to change something, but I guess here we are. And that's why we're in the position we're in. Let's get to the defense side of the ball. Before we do that, let's give a shout out to our friends over at Home Field Apparel. Go visit homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Stadium and Gale. It is, in my opinion, the Christmas season already. So we are about 2 weeks into the Christmas season now. So it's about that time for you to start thinking about gifts, Christmas, Hanukkah, birthdays, whatever it might be to celebrate this joyous season. Go visit homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Stadium and Gale, not just for your Florida Gator fans, but for your fans of probably 120-ish different schools now. A lot of different products, always dropping new products. Go visit homefieldapparel.com. If Home Field Apparel doesn't have what you want, then I sure as shit know that Game Time Sidekicks has what you want. Go get a really cool cup like this. This one says National Champions with the golf team logo. They know what to do in prime time. There's one for basketball. There's other in football. So go check them out. Best cups. Keep your hot drinks hot, your cold drinks cold. Go visit GameTimeSidekicks.com. Use promo code STADIUM15. I promise you, you're going to love it. They're cheap enough to have great quality and still not break your wallet. So go visit GameTimeSidekicks.com. I use mine literally every single day, not just because they're a sponsor of the show, but because they're actually a great product, getting a lot of compliments. Go visit GameTimeSidekicks.com, promo code STADIUM15. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Your top 10 players on defense: Aaron Childs, Miles Graham. I thought Miles Graham had another fantastic game. Devin Moore, Brandon Bett, Cameron James, Michael Carraway Jr., Jordan Castell, Brian Taylor, Bryce Thornton, and Cormani McClain round out your top 10. Guys, defensive side of the ball obviously led up to big drives early on in the game. How did you think that they played overall? Nick.
Overall, I thought they played all right. You dug yourself a hole in that first half. I think they started playing better. Really good game from the linebackers, Childs, Miles Graham.
He's so good, dude.
Animal.
Looks like a natural. Just like super instinctual. I'm trying to look where his measurables are.
Miles Graham.
Yeah, I think he's only 6'1".
6'1", 228.
Yeah, I mean, not skipping weight.
Dude, I'm just a hair under 6 feet, not 228 pounds.
Maybe you used to be.
I did, dude. I've lost 41 pounds, 41 lbs.
You and Miles Graham used to be.
You left a hair joke out there, but I'm going to let it slide, man. It was a great hair joke when you said a hair.
You're going to make fun of my hair?
I almost did, but you're my friend, so I didn't do it.
I get it. Like, if I had more hair, I'd be 6 feet.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be 6 foot, bro. I was going to do it, but I didn't. Would. Right.
Bro, yeah. From a bald man, you can't. You're trying to recruit Dan to your side. You can't be lobbing.
He's a tweener.
Corey doesn't have to recruit. Corey just has to wait. You know what I mean?
He just has to be quiet and sit there.
Yeah. No matter what I do, I'm dumping all of scientific improvement.
The LeBron implant? Hair loss.
Not yet. That's next. You might find me recording Stadium and Gale from Istanbul one of these years. So, Nick, keep going.
Thought they played well. I don't know that the pass rush was really there. It's just an okay game.
I think fine. Only three quarterback hurries, no hits, no sacks, no batted balls.
I was tip, missing
tip of the cap.
13 missed tackles.
Tip of the cap to Cormani and to Devin Moore. I think both of them either played every single snap or only missed one or two. That's just kind of where you are depth wise. Like, if they're, you know, tapping the hat for a Gatorade, they're kind of like, get back out there. Gatorade will still be here on the sideline once you get off the field. You should work on getting off the field. That's just kind of where they are depth wise because of the injuries. So, tip of the cap to them. Played a lot of football.
I miss Caleb Banks, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, the MVP of that defense. He was going to make it go. He made it go last year. Him not being there. We've had some games where some guys stepped up, but it's still a difference between him. He's a sure first-round draft pick, barring no injury. You know, how that shake out, who knows. But he's a first-round type talent. And him not being there, I don't think the defensive line is getting off like they would if he was there. So his presence was definitely missing. It just felt like we couldn't really we got better in the second half, but it didn't feel like we could get a control. I felt like they was in control, the offense, even then we was getting some stops. We never, at no point I felt like we were dominant. You know, our safeties played terrible. They didn't get a lot of chunk yards in the run game, but they were steady. You know, they were keeping their down and distance pretty good. They didn't get in a lot of unfavorable like positions with down and distance. So, defense is not going to play perfect every week. They still played a solid game. Texas A&M is going to go get points. You just got to have an offense to go get points. But the defense didn't play the greatest, you know, as they've played this season, but it happens.
Yeah, nine total sacks this year. You had 39 last year.
Six against Texas,
right? Nice. So
that makes it even uglier.
Three more in five games.
You have three sacks in five out of your six games.
Damn.
Tough luck, man.
And one of those games was LIU.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ran like
I understand game, that, but still.
But yes. Yeah, I get it. They ran.
It sounded like you didn't get it, Nick. Sounds like you were fighting back. I just don't want to square up with you. I don't want to pull a Lions versus the Chiefs against you, you know? I don't want to have to get a one-game suspension.
Not much fight left.
From mugging you left in the game. Nick's demoralized. I hate to see it. I don't like to see it. Nick is a joyous, chipper guy.
Just hanging out.
He's defeated. He's deflated.
Tough.
He's quiet.
Up ball.
Oh,
basketball was ranked third in the preseason AP poll today.
Sanchez. This is funny. This happened on Friday's Game Day Eve show. Somebody confused you and Harrison Tenzer of being the same person. Haven't seen you guys in the same room at the same time.
That's true.
You guys have. Great reputation. So is Nick quiet quitting? I love that.
What does that even mean?
The quiet quitting is a corporate word. I know that you've not really been in corporate America. It's the idea that you still go to work, but you don't really like do. You do like the bare minimum.
Nick ain't know what quiet more. Quitting was, bro.
I had no clue.
Harrison Sanchez asked who Harrison Tenzer was. Watch Game Day Eve, brother. Game Day Eve.
How'd Harrison do?
He was a little bit more talkative than a couple people on the show today.
He was STA Pride until the end of the show.
You had no idea? I would have thought that you guys were there at the same time. He's younger.
Well, we were, but I'm an asshole.
Oh, that's true. Harrison, at the end of the show, Nick, I know you watched. We're just letting everybody know that if you didn't, Harrison found a picture of him and Jordan together.
And Jordan had no idea he was with Harrison.
No.
I took a picture with you, bro. That's crazy.
I had no clue. I remember the clothes I had on before, but do I remember taking that picture? No. Harrison was cool, though. I mean, I'm just not going to sit here and be that fake dude that be like, yeah, bro, I remember it. I was out there.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be at the mall and be like, hey, Corey, what's up, man? You remember me? I'm like, yeah, bro, what's up, bro? Walk away. Kids like, you know, I have no idea who that is, son.
Bro, I'm Gator Fan 6111 from Twitter. You know me.
No, it'd be my classmates, bro. I don't know these
people. Is Scarlett going to London this week? No, he's going to Gainesville. He's going to Gainesville. Jordan will be there. I will be there. Nick is obviously there. Corey, I don't believe, is making it for professional reasons. And so I think we're going to record Game Day Eve. And there's not a lot of talk about it. The Gators lost. They're 2-4. There's not a lot of hope for what the next couple weeks look like. Sunday could be a big announcement for the Gators. Who knows?
I may go to the game this weekend, man. I don't know. Man. My son got a bye week. I may pull up, man. I'll let you guys know tomorrow. How about that?
Okay.
I may pull up.
So I think we're going to do Game Day Eve Thursday night, though. And I think Nick, Jordan, and I are going to try to do it together.
Just go belly up to the bar and just do some shots.
Can we reach out to Balls and see if we can do a live show? Balls.
Whoa! Don't reach out. Gross. No, you can reach out to Balls. That we can't reach out to Balls.
Reach out for my balls. Whoa!
Oh, reach and grab.
So we've got that. Nick, basketball number 3 in the country. KenPom number 2 in the rankings. Todd Golden on KenPom though, not a top 25 coach. Interesting.
I need to see this.
I guess they're like it's historic and wins over. Hey, there's a bunch of things. It's analytics.
Maybe
I should have.
He's using the same analytics Billy using.
Yeah.
The list of active basketball coaches with a national championship is Bill Self. Is Bill Self still coaching?
He sure is.
It is 7. There's Bill Self, Scott Drew, Rick Pitino, John Calipari, Tom Izzo, Dan Hurley, and Todd Finn Golden. Don't know what the criteria is, but there's my analytic. Have you won a national championship? Only 6 others have.
Yeah, I mean, Todd's got to be top 3 on that list right now. I mean, it's been eons since Calipari won.
When was Cal's? Yeah, it's on here.
Was that was when they had Anthony Davis, right?
Won one title with Kentucky. What year?
2011,
12, 13? Drake
Curse did it,
bro. Nice. Nice. Shout out to Dan, basketball knower.
Shout out to Dan, ball knower.
That's what they said. Balls
knower.
Balls knower.
That's been the. We've been just going away. We've been going balls deep this show for sure.
Hitting a whole lot of balls on this show.
They're getting new windows, is my understanding. Those windows have seen some things. I don't know how entertaining the show is if you're listening right now, but I'm having a good time. Yeah, having a great time.
I mean, that's all we can do is provide entertainment, man. We can't go out and spot the ball for y'all, so.
Trey Smack goes 2 for 2 for field goals, 1 extra point. Or I'm sorry, 1 extra point. Two extra points, 1 field goal.
Risk of jinxing him before homecoming, he's never missed a PAT.
Wow. Okay.
At the risk of jinxing him, he's never missed a PAT.
Nick.
I believe he's getting close to the school record.
Speaking of balls, right?
No.
We're in the second quarter. Tommy Doman puts the ball 68 yards.
Beautiful.
Just an absolute beaut. The game changers, of course, had to change the game.
Game changing moment. What was going
through your mind? How excited were you? You get that early morning feeling.
Stay that early morning feeling.
Early morning feeling.
Stay seated.
Oh, man.
What do you guys want to talk about? I don't know. I mean,
I want to talk about what coach you guys want next.
Welcome to the fam, Jordan. I never thought you would say this, man. I never thought you would say that, man. The timeline Twitter has been in the absolute uproar, bro. I'm glad I had work to do today because I came back, man. It's real beef about, you know, possible hires, man. But I'm open-minded, man.
Who is beefing? Just the internet?
Man, my comments was crazy. My comment section is absolutely nuts, man. I mentioned James Franklin and 1 too many tweets. I got like death threats, man. What do you think, Joy? What do you think about James Franklin getting fired, bro? Let me just ask you a question on that. How about that?
That was tough, bro. This business is tough. Ain't no loyalty in this game, bro.
At all.
Number 2 to fired in 3 weeks.
He recruited me, obviously. Like, I knew him through that type 22. Of time. And, like, that's the only kind of real time I kind of got to speak to him and get to know him. But cool dude, you know. That was just tough.
Was he at Vandy then?
You said who?
Was he at Vanderbilt then?
No.
Yeah.
Really? How would you have done at Vanderbilt, Jordan?
Was he? I thought he was at Penn State for like 12 years.
Yeah, no, because Muschamp was still there when he went to Vandy. We still had Muschamp when he went to Penn State.
And yeah, and I was still in high school with Muschamp.
So was it like early on?
Yep, U school, like my sophomore year, Kent University School. But yeah.
How was he? It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So I said he was a cool dude. I mean, he seemed real like genuine and like authentic, like most coaches are in that level. But I don't really know him on a real personal level. But just seeing all the success he's had at that school, for them to just do him like that in the middle of the season is crazy. Like,
yeah,
that man rock out, bro. Like, I know it was some bad losses, but geez,
they were just in the semifinal last year.
They lost.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's too drastic. I don't know. That's just
I think he's finished in the top 10 in 5 of the last 6 seats. Like, I was shocked. I mean,
won double digits the last 3 years. I mean, not including this year.
15 days before he was fired, he was on a College game day set sitting next to Nick Saban, who was wearing half of the Nittany Lion costume, mascot costume. Like, that's life comes at you fast.
I don't get it, right? I don't get the timing. I can understand being frustrated, and I know that, you know, he's got the big game James, you know, moniker, everything else. I don't understand the timing necessarily. That's a lot of dineros to pay. Apparently, there is some offset language that came out today that we didn't know about yesterday in his contract. I don't know how ironclad that language is. He has to go get a job in broadcasting or in coaching, and then there's some offset language in there. But the timing was a little odd to me, unless there was other things going on. But I don't know if you have to pay that kind of money, who you're going to go that's a clear upgrade from James Franklin. And that's what you run into.
Is there a clear upgrade? Renovation to the tune of like hundreds of millions of dollars just renovated Beaver Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's like you said, it's going to be tough to try to find a clear upgrade. Even like Matt Rhule is not a clear upgrade from James Franklin. Lost his quarterback. The big game James thing, I don't even get that. Like, who people think Penn State is? Like, I think people be just out of their body with some of these takes. Like, Penn State is a second tier team in the Big Ten. That conference belongs to Michigan and Ohio State. Penn State is right along the lines of Nebraska and Wisconsin. That's where they kind of weigh in on things, bro. They won the conference 4 times, like ever in the Big Ten. He has one of those. You feel me? Joe Pa was there
4 times ever.
Ever. They've won the Big Ten 4 times.
They were like a founding member of the Big Ten too.
Yeah, and Joe Pa like coastal. He was 117. You know, he had a span in 2004 where he went like 22-36. Like, they're not a winning program. Like, he overachieved at Penn State. There's no homegrown talent like that. Like, what do you think? Have you seen Penn State win a national championship? When people say he's underachieving, like, have you seen Penn State win a national championship? I've seen him take Penn State to the highest heights I've ever seen. So how is he underachieving? Like, no, he's supposed to get his head smashed in by Ohio State. He's a second tier team.
Yeah.
Half of those Big Ten championships were shared with Ohio State.
You see? Like, look, like, what are we talking about here? They can't even get their own. It'd be like both rivals, but I keep it at my house. That's what Ohio State's saying. Like, come on, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah. The other one that made me laugh, the people being like, oh, they have a serious.
I do have a bromance with Harrison. You're right. I do have a bromance with Franklin, man. It's my guy.
The one that makes me laugh, and I get that Gator fans want Billy Napier fired last November.
How do you feel, Nick?
But to be like, oh, Penn State's administration is serious? Like, that's the administration that, like, swept child molestation under the rug for decades. So maybe
not. I didn't mean to laugh at that, but that was crazy.
Maybe that's not the play. Maybe to be like, oh, they're serious about football. Yeah, so serious that they let boys be molested for decades and swept under the rug. So might not want to.
You need to be stopped.
Might not want to point to that administration as the one you would like to have.
Yeah, I don't understand the timing. I certainly don't think Matt Rhule is a upgrade
Well, hold on.
I don't know if Kurt Cignetti is an upgrade. I think Kurt Cignetti is a good coach, and I think he's done very well with Indiana. He did well with James Madison, but I don't know if he's a clear upgrade that's going to. And I'm not saying that he can't, right? But I don't know if he can get over the Ohio State hump.
Yeah, it's like,
and that's a lot of money. You're gonna have to pay a lot of money to get the next one.
Yeah, Rule played linebacker for Joe Pa. I think he's from there. Signetti's from there. Signetti has found lightning in the box. Like, I think the only thing against Signetti is his age. Right.
He'll be able to win before the start of next year. Yeah.
To be able to win the way he's winning at Indiana.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I want to give him the flowers that he deserves. I mean, Indiana for most of our
coach.
Give him to him quick. He's old enough. Give him to him.
No.
Might be on his grave in a minute. I'm sorry. Too far.
Jordan's giving the eulogy there, too.
I apologize. I apologize, man.
Yeah, no. I wish you a long, healthy life, Kurt. I don't wish you, you know, anything.
Pop.
But, you know, the fact that Indiana's 6-0 and beat Oregon.
Yeah. On the road.
Indiana was, like, the worst Power 2 team, like, maybe with Northwestern, most of our lives. Right, even Northwestern had a couple years.
Most of Kurt's life.
Yeah. So, but
it was a long life.
But is firing James Franklin to get Kirk Cignetti for 5 years? And you can't look me in the eye and say Matt Rhule is like an improvement over James Franklin.
Definitely not.
I mean, they might go after Marcus Freeman. They might go after Eli Drinkwitz.
If Marcus Freeman took his talents to Penn State, and we don't get Marcus Freeman, I'd probably retire.
I'm telling you.
This made me laugh. Corey, shout out to the Italians.
It's definitely be the Kirk and Gale show. And I'll be
No. the guy that I texted you yesterday, Corey, also said that Penn State is going to try to get James Franklin, Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman and Eli Drinkwitz have the same agent. I learned today.
I don't understand why he would go.
Start to see some competition between the two of them.
This is the season when the agents
work. I see what's going on. Sexton. Yeah, a little Sexton game going on.
No, it's not Sexton.
I'm just saying it's that style of play.
Yeah. They don't
have to that point. One, I think any AD worthy of the job probably knew the D1 council was going to change the transfer portal rules, which is shade at Virginia Tech and at UCLA. Shout out to Tim Skipper doing the damn thing.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, you see my boy Skipper. Shout out to Tim
Skipper. But with,
I think they're going to give Neuheisel that job.
Ooh.
Neuheisel Jr.
With,
or Ted Fish.
They want
it. Come here, brothers. Nobody in the comments asked what our thoughts are on Jed Fish. We're not talking about him.
I don't know, and maybe we can figure it out. I don't know what the difference is. Penn State doing it now, Florida making a move now, any school making a move now versus November. Like, you can talk to agents whenever. You don't have to have an interim coach to be talking. You know, before the rule change, well, then you're worried about, all right, well, will kids sit out, opt out, keep a redshirt year, and will we be able to even field a team? What will our team look? I don't know what the benefit is to do it now versus November, to do it last week versus November.
Penn
State make the move right then and not?
Because you get some Tim Skipper going on, right? UCLA look like a dead horse. You know, they fire Deshaun Foster. Tim Skipper comes in. It's a breath of fresh air once you get the loser vibes out of the locker room. So, you know, just try to find some school spirit, some type of spark in some type of way. And that's the only thing that could really come from it is just getting the vibes out of the locker room. Maybe somebody else could call them seven plays better. You just switch them around a little bit, the order.
I'm still waiting on the screen go. the screen and go. We done ran.
See, I mean, I thought I've been waiting 4 years for that to set up something.
That shit like, is more than ready. Oh my God. They trigger it on all the screens now. We just need to.
No, I'm triggering on the screens.
Even Jack, I seen Jacksonville do the same play for a touchdown the other day.
Yeah, I mean, that's game, competent football, screen, man. Jags is
TD.
Jags is different.
Screen, run straight. Everybody's
hot. We're playing high level football now, Scarlett. It's up here. You know, we're not doing that Dolphin stuff, bro. Like, all that one win. No, like Cohen is really calling top notch plays, man. So I expect that type of play calling. These Dolphins.
You know how demoralizing, if I watch the games, the Dolphins games, is that they run like the same offense, same type of offense. Mm-hmm. Like one's professional and one's college, but to watch the same crap over and over and over again.
Yeah, him and Billy is definitely friends.
Yeah. My buddy Ross, that's a big fan of this show, puts himself through that every single Saturday and Sunday. He even flies to some of the games.
No.
He lives in Atlanta, and he's like, it's going to change, and it never does. But to be a Dolphins fan and a Gators fan, to watch that offense do nothing on Saturdays and then watch the same thing do nothing on Sundays.
I was even like,
can't relate.
The year when we got hurt, what year was it? Like 2 years ago when the Dolphins were super fun. Didn't do anything.
That's when I booked a hotel in Las Vegas. I booked a hotel in Las Vegas. We all did. Not you guys, but me and my group of friends. We did. I mean, they were refundable hotels, but we're like, we're going to be in Vegas. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. Wrong.
What would you guys? What if? Do you think he's possible a college coach, or he stays in the NFL?
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's a. He'll get a job.
Might be the way he joke around. Sure, he might can fit in just fine.
I think he would eat on the college level.
Right, I thought because he got like a gimmicky type offense. Like he kind of brought that San Fran swag, but he added his own little spice onto it. And that may work at that level. Dude,
He couldn't even run it with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. You think he's going to do it with?
Because those grown men who don't care no more. He just lost the respect aspect of it all.
You're calling against the best of the world in the NFL. Like a lot of these guys can drop down to college and eat versus, you know, some of these defensive coordinators in college football. I think he would do well.
When was the last offensive head coach besides Bill Belichick that dropped from? No, he don't head coach and college head coach.
I mean, Matt Rule was barely a head coach.
Bill don't count.
Matt Rule, like, not a lot. Yeah, but I mean, Matt Rule went college, NFL, college.
Yeah, college. Let me try the NFL. Oh boy, this doesn't work. Let's go back to college.
I don't know how many play callers that have
the apex. Like, you've got Mike McDaniel's got a job in the NFL for the rest of his career.
Yeah, let's just go down and be a receiver coach or a coordinator.
No, I mean, so did Nick Saban, but Nick Saban, like, let me go back and I could kind of, you know, do my grocery shopping a little bit differently.
Well, I hate Nick Saban.
Yes.
Well, if the Dolphins treated him right, you know, it's a different story.
Dolphins did treat him right. He chose Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. But anyway, we're leaving some money on the table, boys, and I want to give a shout-out to some of these guys. Anthony Beck, this was earlier. Sorry we missed you, brother. Appreciate you for watching. Appreciate your super chat.
What were you laughing at? I don't know what he's laughing at. That was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. It was almost an hour ago. Brian Burge, always appreciate your support, brother. Always retweeting stuff, commenting here. We appreciate you. You all could sit here and silently stare at the camera for an hour, and it'd be more entertaining than what we see on the field on Saturdays.
Back to Ronnie Tone.
Times. Yeah, this is probably our most – Nick's yawning now. We got Nick asleep. And then thoughts on Napier insinuating he played the tight end instead of four wide receivers because of no QB run.
Bro, that's not – No, it's not.
Played two tight ends.
The tight ends.
When he didn't have a quarterback that could run.
One tight end get hurt, bring another one in. Don't even make why. I'm sick.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, this is not 12 personnel. It's four wide with two tight ends.
Like, what are we doing? I love the way they pass. I mean, I love the way they run block. I'm not saying
I don't love the way they do anything, man. Yeah. Get him off my field.
It kills me two notable receivers just riding the bench just because we have two very average tight ends on the field. It's not like we got a Kyle Pitts out there and something else that's like, you know, jumping off the board.
No.
We got You got some guys.
I mean, it's crazy to me. We talked about it on the last show. It's crazy to me. Florida plays probably the amongst the more two tight end sets in all of college football, and they can't seem to recruit the position very well.
Right.
We're in the state of Florida, bro.
Yeah.
In the state of Florida. Like, every Florida team, I don't care who it is, FAMU, Bethune, FIU, FAU, everybody should be 4 or 5 wide spread, get out in space, make things happen. Yeah, like that two tight end stuff, like go and replace James Franklin. We just do a swap.
Yeah, you go ahead over to that tight end you at Penn State.
Yeah. And Savin Jackson cannot be Pitts.
Yeah, and Johnson is not coming to Florida.
I like Amir Jackson, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, Pitts is nice.
All right. If you want to hear Corey and I's hour and 15 minute take on the list, trademark. You can listen to the show yesterday. It's not officially been trademarked, so hopefully nobody trademarks it. I just say it's trademarked to fight TM, off. TM. Yeah, so yeah. Everybody knows. You know,
season desist if they do, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harrison Sanchez will probably buy it. Seems like the type of guy that dropped Barrett on it. Yeah, so if you want to listen to that, we'll do Game Day Eve on Thursday night. Homecoming this weekend. The parade is on
Friday. Aoki.
Steve Aoki is going to be at Gator Growl at the O'Connell Center.
That's why Dan's coming up.
I will not be there. If you do go to the Steve Aoki concert and you want to
get your – there will be a meet and greet.
be prepared. He throws a sheet cake or two into the crowd. If you haven't watched it, it's incredible.
A cake.
A sheet cake. Yep. Yes. He launches
it. It's become a thing.
He is the Peyton Manning of sheet cake throwing.
Yep. Not a lot of mobility, but great accuracy.
I don't want our show to be demonetized and bring on a video that we're not allowed to show, but go check it out. Steve Aoki cake, and you'll see what we're talking about. So if you're going to go there. Throwing
cake.
Yeah, sheet cake. Just imagine a birthday cake, Corey, and 50 feet away, he launches it from the stage to the face of somebody that's usually sitting on top of the shoulders that wants to get hit with cake. It's nuts. I don't know how it started.
Gallagher started it. That's who started it.
No, Gallagher was like smashing cake, smashing watermelons and smashing stuff.
Yeah.
People go to Steve Aoki's show with signs saying, cake me. It's the whole thing. It's been a thing for a decade.
It's a wild fetish, man.
Aiden Mizell did not play. No, I don't know what's going on with Aiden Mizell. Liam Cohen would be a good pickup.
No.
He doesn't fit the culture.
He's not leaving Jacksonville.
He fits Jacksonville perfectly.
One of my teams start winning, don't mess up the vibes, man, with any of that, bro. Leave us at our own devices.
Let's see. Homecoming, you have the Gator Gallop. If you want to run that, I'll be cheering on Sarah. That's in the Plaza of the Americas. The homecoming parade's after that.
You guys like parades?
No, I'm an adult.
I like Gasparilla.
That's
an adult parade. That parade's a little.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, Nick. I've lived here for 12 years. I don't get it, but every year I'm out there.
I don't mean Gasparilla. Get
I'm
that.
Out there people with my mates.
People want to dress up like pirates and get hammered.
You get drunk like pirates, too. I get that. That's the type of parade I can understand a little bit.
I'm out there with my mates every January. Every January. So they have that, the homecoming parade. It starts on 13th, goes to downtown. You have Steve Aoki. Gator game is at 4:15, which means Gator Walk will be at, 2:15, Nick? Or is it 2:30?
Who cares? Call it 2.
2? Somewhere in the afternoon.
Nick's just here so you don't get fined, man.
Elite weather. If you're coming up, woke up this morning, walk the dog. It was 58 degrees. Elite
it was
weather.
68 here, bro.
Yeah, I think it's like, 16, I think it's a high of 80
there for a parade.
High 80 on Saturday.
Friday, high of 82.
What about Saturday when the game is?
High of 82 on Saturday.
Okay.
Low
All right.
of 61 both Friday and Saturday. We've had sensational weather. It was hot as hell in Texas. Came back to fall in Gainesville.
Love I may go to the game, man. Somebody got some tickets they want to throw me in the sequel. Throw me some tickets. I may go to the game this weekend. I'm going to play it by ear. I'll find out in a couple of days.
Florida Victoria's got them tickets over there.
I don't know if we have tickets.
Oh, man.
Somebody give Corey a ticket or let him buy one or something.
No,
let's get Corey. Bring Corey to Gainesville.
I haven't bought a ticket, bro, in like 6 years, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like seven years.
Corey
bro.
Will not buy your ticket, but he'd be more than happy to sit right next to you and give some great thoughts.
Correct, man.
You get to hear this comedy live.
I get a pair. Watch, like somebody's gonna throw me a pair of tickets.
I know they will. I know.
Then you got your ticket yet for the game?
Yeah. I'm gonna be.
Yeah, where you sitting? Let me see if I'm by you.
No, Jordan, where I am, you can't get tickets, unfortunately.
Oh, Lord. Big money day.
Yeah, he's on the sidelines, man.
No, I got one of the tickets where you walk up and you say, Dan Thompson and guest. And they say, right this way, Mr. Thompson.
Also, big money seat. Sorry.
Text you where I am. See, what I don't need to happen. I don't need Billy Napier to figure out the list and to be like, oh, you have a list? Well, I have a list, and I'm going to make sure you're not on it. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be the ultimate move, huh? Wouldn't that be something?
That so, definitely would be.
I don't need him cramping my style. I'll let you know. I'll text you guys where I'm at.
I know where you're at.
Not a nightclub, man. I don't think he'll ban you, man.
No. I'll be at the game. I'll be at the Florida Blue Key tailgate. I'll be at the Florida Victorious tailgate. My parents are coming into town, and my brother and his wife and kids are coming. It's the first time I think all of us have been to a football game in maybe 30 years together, 25 years. So that'll be fun. We're going to spend the weekend up there, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Nice.
And then what I'll be doing is paying close attention to my phone on Sunday. Very close attention. Very close attention.
I just got Pete Thamel notifications. Yeah.
I'm waiting on an email that says regarding a change in Florida football. Waiting on the email. To tease. All right, guys. I think that's the end of the show. I think that we have done a very good job of dragging what could have been a 35-minute show into an hour and 11 minutes. Oh, we appreciate everybody for watching. There's 1,500 of you. Grateful people that have stuck with us through it all. Thank you for those that became members yesterday. If you want to watch Corey and I talk about the list, that was posted yesterday or on the podcast platform on Tuesday or Monday morning, pardon me. If you want to listen to Game Day Eve, that'll be Thursday night. Like I said, we're going to probably get Nick, Jordan, and myself together for that one, which I think will be a lot of fun. And then homecoming this weekend, and then we'll be back next Monday for you all. But before we leave, one final shout out for our friends over at Alumni Hall. Go visit alumnihall.com or go visit them in Gainesville, Florida, right off of Archer Road. With the Chick-fil-A with three drive-thrus, not the one across the street that just has two drive-thrus, the one that has three, it's right there. It's going to be near the Cava and the Zaxby's in that area. Let them know your friends at Stadium and Gale sent you, but anything that you could want from basketball national championship gear to golf polos to gifts to a new polo for the game or a new shirt for the game, maybe a new pullover for the game. Might get a little chilly there at night. So go visit alumnihall.com and let them know your friends at Stadium and Gale sent you.
Very nice.
Song of the week.
Song of the week.
You have a chance to do something very funny, but you won't. I thought of it earlier today.
How about this? Closing Time by Semisonic.
It's a classic sad song.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Okay. All right. Well, boys, we'll see you on Thursday. Nick, Jordan, we'll see you there. Corey, we will see you on Thursday. And everybody, thanks for watching. Make sure you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button before you do. And we will see you at the same corner, same time next week. Peace.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.